Sif Vav. Parshas HaKarbonos lo yomer ela b'yom. He says, when you're going to say the Karbonos, you don't say them except during the day, says the Mechaber. The idea is very straightforward, because if you're supposed to be saying it in the place of the Korban itself, the Karbonos are brought during the day and not at night, so that's no point in saying it. Now, look inside in the Sif Katan Yud Zayin. He says b'yom because he says de'ena karbonos kraven ela b'yom. The only time you bring karbonos is during the day. Of a parshas akia or parshas trumas hadeshen. Now we didn't. This is appearing new out of the clear blue sky here. But just so you should know, since the minig is say the kior. The kior is, I think English, they translate it as the laver. It means the wash basin that they wash ants. Right? And trumas hadeshen is they would take a little bit of ash, okay, and they, from yesterday's offerings. They would take every day; it's a little bit left over. So those things were done still at nightfall, nighttime, I should say. They were done at nighttime. They would get up before Alos HaShachar and do it. So even though those Yachol Lomar Kodem Hayom, those you could say before daybreak. So in other words, when we say night, don't think of night necessarily as being like, you know, 11 p.m. We're talking about 3 a.m. Because the point is, the ideal time to say this is in the morning before Shachris. That's ideal, like as part of the Shachar service. So if you get up early, you might say them before Alos HaShachar, before first lights, or as the Mishnah in Yoma says, it has to be Heir Pnei Mizrach, like, I don't know, the eastern horizon where the sunrise has to be lit up. That's how the required time, from the earliest time which you can bring Karbonos. So before that, it's too early. But even so, these things, the washing of the hands, the Kohanim did, they did before the day started. And same with the Trumas HaDeshen, the taking of the ashes, so that could be said before, it's not a problem. The Ein Lo Panai, the Mishnah Berurah says something kind of unusual, I think. He says, if you haven't got enough time to say it during the day, so then, Yochol Lemor Gam Parshas HaKarbonos Balala. He says, okay, so say it at night. Now, fine, that's what he says. Yeah, it's funny in a way, like I don't, what the hak is there? It's only Tov Lomor in the first place. But I guess, I'll tell you what, I'm speculating. If you date every day, it's a big deal to you. So then you missed it, and it's going to give you a lot of argumentation. I didn't say my mincha today. I didn't say, then okay, so you can say it at night. It's not usher to say it at night. It's like learning Torah, so you can say it at night also. That's okay.
Maybe
it
would be like
mikra. But I'm saying, unlike the other things, you might have thought I can't say it because it's psukim, but no, he's saying you could say it, don't worry. Like if you feel compelled to say it. Yeah. The imtzarach amida. Now, as far as standing up, when you bring a korban, the din is you have to stand up. So you have to say these. If you're saying your ola and your chatas, you have to say it standing up. I'm mitzvah memches v'mishabura sifkatan aleph. Kitzur comes out. It's good to say it. Those say you don't have to say it standing up. But everyone agrees that when it comes to the tamid, which we do say, we'll get to that in a little while. I'll mention in a second. The tamid we do say standing up. He doesn't mention Tamid here at all. He's going to mention Tamid. The Ramah mentions it in Siman Memches, Nikr Din. You'll say Tamid. That is a minhag. You should say the Korban Tamid. And when you say the Korban Tamid, you dafka should say it standing up. Okay, so, fine. Chas of Bishla. Nishla says, the Bishabbos v'Yom Tov, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, lo yom yihi ratzon. Don't say the yihi ratzon. That means that after the, you say these things, there's like a yihi ratzon, which is, as you reference, which we say after the Tamid, let it be as if I fulfilled it, I did it properly and be accepted like I did it, this Korban. So he says, sorry? There's two Yiratzonos, actually, if you look there. But anyways, the Yiratzon that it should be accepted is the one afterwards. So he's saying, the Shla is saying, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then don't say the Yiratzon, the Ein Korban Nedava Ba'abahem. You can't bring a, there's no such thing as an individual bringing any of this stuff on Shabbos. The only thing that's brought on Shabbos is the Tamid, and the Musafim. So since you don't say it, you should say Yiratzon because you're not bringing it anyways.
But the one before, that one talks about forgive your sins and all, I thought we don't say that on Shabbos because...
Also, because those are called... those are because they're extra supplications. Right, exactly. And we don't make extra supplications on Shabbos, exactly. Of the Parshios, Ein Hefzid Lamran. But to say the actual Parshios, to go and recite the Ola, the Shlabim, and so on Shabbos, no big deal. Kekar B'Torah, you can read on Shabbos like Yom Tov because it's like reading Torah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Mokom Mokom anyways, Imu Ben Torah, if you're able to learn, so then Mutav Yosel Shiasuk B'Parsha Diyoma. Learn like, you know, the Sidra of the week or whatever instead of, like, what are you saying Ola for all of a sudden, Pitom in a Shabbos morning? Learn, you know, learn Parshas Bo. Now,
there's no meaning of saying it wasn't brought on Shabbos, and there's no meaning of saying it
all. Right.
What's the
Yiratzon?
Why is it the
Yiratzon? No, the Shla just I guess people have a minute to say it every time. The Shlach just says, but don't say the Yiratzon, because there's no business saying the Yiratzon.
Okay. It's all in there. That's why I say,
that's a good idea. So you're before it, way before it. So you're doing all the things,
all the different parts.
Okay. No, he's not talking about the Talmud. The Talmud, which is brought on Shabbos, you do say, but you don't say that he wrote on Shabbos. Anyway, it's because of the previous, or because of talking of that's like an extra tchina, an extra supplication. But Talmud is not featuring here at all. On Shabbos, you don't say it. You don't say it on Shabbos. Before and after.
Before we
show, you don't say it. We don't say it because it's considered extra. I think it's brought up. I think in the book in the Sturm it says there are those who say not to say it. But anyways, don't say it. Yeah, we don't say not to say it.
And by the
man
also, we don't say any of the
extra ones. Yeah, but he said you could say. He said you could say man exactly. If a person's in Avelis, lo yomar parshas or karbonos, all 7 days, you shouldn't say the karbonos parshas, because an Avel doesn't send the korban. There's a whole big to-do in the Achronim, what's with an Avel sending a chatas, but anyway, leaving that alone, Mishnah Berurah is leaving that to itself. He's saying don't say it. He's saying don't say any of the karbonos, because if you're an Avel, because you have no business bring karbonos. Okay, sending karbonos, I should say.